Joining us now on this edition of the News Review, we have former U.S. diplomat in Saudi Arabia, Michael Springman, joining us from Washington, D.C. We also have author and journalist Robert Fantina joining us from Kitchener, Ontario. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Let's start off with Mr. Springman in Washington. Give us your thoughts on how events have transpired. Just recently, the U.S. president has announced new sanctions on Iran's central bank in regards to what the U.S. believes is Iranian involvement in attacks on the Saudi oil facilities. Already, Russia has denounced those sanctions as illegal.
My view, the situation is looking more and more like the Japanese-American negotiations prior to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. And in this case, the United States is in the role of Japan. It keeps professing peace and stability and resolving conflicts through diplomacy rather than warfare, yet at the same time is secretly preparing for war. You've got Mike Pompeo raving about how he's going to fight against the Iranians. There was an act of war that Iran had attacked the Opec refinery and not the Yemenis down in at the other end of the peninsula. And at the same time, Trump is saying, well, we want to strike at the Iranians, but we're not going to put up with this. Yet at the same time, he wants to call for more conciliatory moves and wants to withdraw from direct attacks. And yet at the same time, the Saudis are going ahead with more attacks in Hodeidah in Yemen. And you've got this Hussein Ibish, who had an article in Bloomberg News saying that Iran must be taught a lesson. It's overstepped its bounds. It's far too obstructionist, and it has to be blocked from further action in the region. So it's just incredible that the extent of this view that Iran has to be stopped, Iran has to be destroyed, Iran has to be brought down from supposedly people who know what they're talking about, yet don't.
Robert Fantina, I'd like to get your thoughts on the situation. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has stated that it appears Saudis want an all-out war with Iran. He, however, has in his comments mentioned not to underestimate the defensive capabilities of the Islamic Republic.
And I think Saudi Arabia and the United States are indeed underestimating those defensive capabilities. Iran is a powerful nation that has powerful allies, and attacking it, as the Iranian spokespeople have said, will be considered an all-out war. There will be no minor war. It will not be a small undertaking. It will be major, and it will be catastrophic. The whole problem can be traced back to the United States and the U.S. withdrawal from JCPOA, which has, of course, caused problems within Iran. Now, also, the United States is saying that Iran must be stopped, and yet says nothing about Saudi Arabia and its continual, unspeakably horrific bombing of Yemen and the killing of so many innocent Yemeni people. That apparently is okay with the United States. The United States says nothing about Israeli brutality against the Palestinians. That's okay with the United States. But then when a nation fights back, when a nation says enough, now this recent bombing of the oil refinery in Saudi Arabia, Yemeni forces have taken credit for that. Is it unreasonable that they are going to fight back against a nation that is decimating them, that is killing their people? Of course it's not. Iran is their ally and assists them. But any attempt against Iran directly will have catastrophic consequences for whoever launches that attempt.
Michael Springman, the tensions have escalated now in the region, but as we know, the Americans and the Saudis have tried to blame Iran for many of those problems. But what's really puzzling here is why aren't they addressing the initial cause of most of these tensions, and that's the unjust, bloody, and appalling war on Yemen? Why don't the Saudis just end that war?
Well, it makes sense to do that. Certainly, Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, started the war. He stuck his neck way out in continuing the war, except that he's being backed by the United States, Britain, and France, and Germany. They're supplying him with weapons. They're supplying him with diplomatic and other kinds of support. And nobody calls that into question. As the other gentleman had said, look at this. Look what's happening in Yemen. And you're worried about what Iran might possibly do sometime in the future. There is no realistic basis for what the Americans and the NATO members have done to support Saudi Arabia and the Emirates in their outrageous war in Yemen. They seem to think that striking back is somehow the result of Iran, not the result of Yemeni finally being exasperated with the constant attacks and having the ability to hit back at the Saudis and their extremist behavior. The Secretary General of Hezbollah, Syed Nasrallah, had said, well, if the Saudis are distressed about one attack on one refinery, what would happen if two or three or more attacks hit the country at the same time? So I think these people need to deal with reality, not with their own fantasies.
Robert Fantina, as we've seen, the U.S. sanctions on Iran have failed to produce the results that the Trump administration was looking for. Do you think that the recent blaming of Iran in the Saudi Aramco attacks is another way of, first of all, trying to pile the pressure on Iran and also try to tie them into the problems that we're seeing in the region?
Yes, it's attempt to do both, to make the Iranian people somehow dissatisfied with their government and all an international coalition to invade or otherwise attack Iran. It doesn't seem to be working. Trump does not realize that the Iranian people are proud of their nation, they're proud of their revolution, and they stand by it. Certainly any country has things they'd like to change, but basically the Iranian people are happy with what they've accomplished over the years, and they are not going to allow the United States to destroy it. Other nations in the world see that the United States is the catalyst for so many of these problems. It withdrew from the JCPOA and then threatened its allies with sanctions if they continued to honor it, to honor their own agreements. Now, the leaders of those other nations have been absolutely spineless in not standing up to the United States, but that's what the result has been. But the United States will continue to try to pressure Iran in one way or another until such time that it realizes this isn't going to work. However, the United States has been trying to pressure the Cuban people to overthrow their government for decades. It hasn't worked. The United States hasn't given up. So the United States takes a real long time to learn lessons of reality.
All right. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Michael Springman, former U.S. diplomat in Saudi Arabia, joining us from Washington, D.C. And also thanks to author and journalist Robert Fantina, joining us from Kitchener, Ontario. That's it with this edition of the News Review. Do stay tuned, though. There's plenty more to come here on Press TV. Bye for now.